The gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that we are the light of the world. It's a pretty astounding statement when you really think about it. It's one thing for him to say, okay, people don't light a candle and then, you know, put it under a measure or a bushel basket, but they put it out where it's going to give light to everything in the room. So to say that you're supposed to be the light in the room, that'd be one thing. It's not what he said. He said, you are the light of the world. Now, right now, we're living in a world that is filled with darkness. But St. Paul spoke about this exact same thing, and he said, once you were darkness, and now you are light in the Lord. That's always a statement that has astounded me, because he didn't say once you were in the darkness and now you have come into the light. He said, no, once you were darkness and now you are light. Think about that. You are light in the Lord. And if that's the case, then we have to recognize this isn't something we're doing of our own ability. It's the Lord who is within us, the Lord who shines through us, because he and he alone is the light of the world. But if we're supposed to be the light of the world, that's because we're supposed to be bringing him out into the world so that the world can see him. That means we need an awful lot of humility, because let's admit it, most of us like the world to see me. The world doesn't need to see me. The world needs to see Jesus. None of us can save their souls. We can participate in the work of salvation, but he alone can save them. They don't need us. They need him. And that's our task, to bring him into the world. And we bring him into the world certainly by what we say, but we all know that people will let things go in one ear and out the other. So we need to bring him into the world more than anything by what we do, by the way that we act, by the way that we interact. Because we also know that if you're trying to be a good example, and there's somebody who really doesn't want to live a good life, they're going to make things difficult for you. And they're going to do that on purpose, because then once you get upset, frustrated, start lashing out, call them names, whatever it is, they say, see, you're doing the same thing I do. Why should I become like you? Because you're just like me. And so obviously what God wants is not a light that is going to go out easily. He wants a light that's going to be able to shine no matter what's going on around us. And if that light happens to get beat up quite a bit, it still has to shine. I remember the story of a young man who was on a submarine, so needless to say, rather close quarters. And there was one of the guys who was bunking with him, and he would read from scripture and he would try and talk to the guy, and finally the guy got so fed up he literally beat the guy up, pulled him out of his bunk and beat him up. And the guy stood up and he said something to the effect of, I love you and you need Jesus. Well, he expected the guy was going to fight back. He expected the guy was going to call him a bunch of names. He expected to hear a bunch of horrible words coming out of the man's mouth. But it was precisely that example that brought the other guy to conversion. He pushed it to that extreme. And when the man continued to show that it really was real, what he was telling him. He wasn't just telling him words, he was living them. And that's what the guy had to see. And we know that that is also the truth with regard to most people who convert. The vast majority of conversions, the people will say, is because of the example of someone who was living their faith. Not because they read a book, not because someone had such marvelous arguments that I couldn't defeat them, but because of the example of someone who was living their faith. So that's what we're all asked to do. And ultimately, that example isn't merely just a matter of coming to Mass. It is that. We don't know who sees what. There is the famous story of, remember what the guy's name was? He used to be the football coach at Notre Dame back, whatever it was, the 30s or 40s. And he converted because of the example of the students on his football team who went to Mass every day. I wonder how many of the kids on the football team at Notre Dame today are doing that. But it was the example of these kids living their faith that brought this man to conversion. So it can be just as simple as showing up for Mass, but most people don't see that. Most people don't know you well enough to be able to see that that's what you're doing. And so what they need to see is the fruit of the Mass being lived on the outside. You have the single greatest act of charity that has ever taken place in the world happening right on the altar, and you have the greatest act of charity that could ever happen to any one of us when we receive our Blessed Lord in Holy Communion. So you now literally have love within you, love Himself, and that's who you are supposed to be bringing out into the world. Well, that requires then that we have to allow love to transform us, because that's the only way we're going to be the light. It's going to be the charity. It's the truth in charity always. But it's the charity that is going to open people's hearts so that in turn they will open their minds to hear the truth. But with most people, until they experience the charity, they're not going to be willing to look any further. They're in darkness. So until there's a light that manages to shine into their darkness, they're not going to look any further at what's in the light. Because we all know, first thing in the morning when it's still dark outside, what the light does to our eyes. We don't like it. It might enlighten everything in the room, but we can't see it because we got our eyes closed at that point because the light's too bright. So we have to be able to provide a light. And as these people are able to adjust to it, they can open their eyes and they can begin to see what's around them. They can begin to see the truth that is contained within that light. But they have to see the light first. And the light is Jesus Christ. And that light is the love of Christ, which has been poured into our hearts through the Spirit that allows us to cry, Abba, Father, St. Paul says. So if we can call God our Father, it's only because we have the love within us, the Spirit of Christ within us. So that's how we can be the light of the world. Bring Him out there. If you go up to Split Rock, there's a real pretty lighthouse that's sitting up there on the rock. It's a nice tourist thing. Doesn't do one ounce of good just sitting up there all by itself unless the light is on. The same is true with us. We can go out there and we can look real pretty. Well, some of you can look real pretty, some of us can't. But regardless, you can look stately or you can look whatever. Big deal. Nice tourist trap. Look at me. I'm a Catholic. So what? Until the light is on and shining, it isn't going to do one ounce of good in the darkness. Because when it's midnight, no one can see the lighthouse up on Split Rock unless the light is on. And that's the same for us. Let the light shine through you. because he's already in you. We just need to learn how to get out of the way so that we can truly be, as he has asked us to do, not the light of a room, not the light of a house, not the light of a building, not even the light of a city or a state, the very light of the world, to bring Jesus, the light, into the world, to enlighten the hearts of those around us.